It's capable of generating up to 26 megawatts, which is sort of peak output, but clearly the sun doesn't always shine, so it wouldn't be 26 megawatts permanently throughout the course of a year, but our expectation is that it could be easily capable of providing around about 7% of the island's current energy demands.
You mentioned there that the sun doesn't always shine, and typically that happens in winter, so will there be a significant decline in the amount generated, and how will that impact households?
This is certainly not a silver bullet for the island's energy infrastructure. There's a transition that the island needs to go through, and we think a mix of sources of energy for the island, both renewables indigenously generated on the island, imported from elsewhere. But we think, as I say, there needs to be a mix of that to provide resilience to the system.
Something people will be asking right now is, well, how much is all of this going to cost and who's funding it? Is it publicly funded?
Total capital cost, or estimated capital cost, is £30 million, and that will fund site preparation, building of the infrastructure, and associated sort of connections with existing infrastructure on the island. We don't envisage any sort of public funds to get this off the ground. We are a privately financed business, and we expect to be able to finance this ourselves.
And you say that up to 7% of the island's electricity can be generated with this solar farm. Cost of living is hugely prominent at the moment. Can people expect to have cheaper electricity as a result?
This form of generation is capable of producing energy significantly less than the equivalent cost of burning fossil fuels. And I think, you know, that's evidenced further by recent Contract for Difference auctions in the UK, which have shown beyond any doubt that solar and wind renewable energy generation is materially cheaper over the long term than continuing to burn fossil fuels.